Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Your mission, listener, should you choose to accept it, is to listen to the Wake Up Crew. As always, John, Brian, and Dalton will usher you through the next 2 hours of news, traffic, weather, and fun. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. Do that again. All right. Episode 1605. This is March 3rd. And guess what?
What?
Big news already. Already. I mean, I've got so much big news. It's unbelievable.
What's your big news?
Well, daylight saving time is in 6 days.
Oh.
This Sunday, we spring forward. So you lose an hour, but you gain an hour of sunlight.
Okay.
That's when I always think spring's coming, when the daylight saving time gets
here. Yeah, it does help.
Kind of like then, the sign of spring.
You know, your days get longer.
And even if it's cold, you're like, oh, sun's still out, 6 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes a big difference.
And in honor, our song of the day this week are time change songs.
Okay, well, we're not ready for that yet.
I know, but I'm just trying to tie the two together.
That was good.
You sound much different in my new headphones, John.
I know. I sound different in my new headphones. Mm. Or your new headphones that are mine that I'm stole.
How does this sound?
Oh, wow. It's so much more realistic.
Yeah. I didn't think it could get any worse, but it is. Hope your Monday's going well, folks. And we've got to remind you, City Teacher Workday is March 13th, and County Parent Teacher Conferences are March 17th. Mm-hmm. There'll be no school that day. And spring break is just around the corner, too, March 31st to April 4th. My granddaughter told me they're having midterms this week.
Midterms.
Yeah, midterms.
Well, we're halfway through the semester.
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought midterms were like in December. It's the middle of the school year.
What's middle of the term?
So yeah. I guess they do it in fall and spring.
Yeah.
I got you.
And then she didn't have to take exams, but, you know, some people have to take finals, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully she won't have to. But anyway, that got complicated, didn't it? And we've got, guess what? Guess what, too, Dalton?
What, John?
We've got time chain songs coming up this hour.
I can't wait. Done.
You wouldn't have never looked down there had I not said anything.
No, I wouldn't have.
Because it's at the bottom of the page.
Usually there's too much stuff on here anyway.
There's a lot. The sheet just, do you remember back in the day when it was just, you know, 12 bullet points?
Yeah.
It is nice that everything's on one sheet, though.
And now we get a little smiley face.
Yeah, he's added an emoji. We have the Wake Up Crew logo is, of course, in the top left corner.
I've got a feeling we're going to see, like, Ladybug in the corner of it one day. You know, it'd be a little Ladybug picture. That'd be a cute little idea, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm sure you'll love that.
Ladybug.
Oh, yeah. You could put a picture of Charlie the Rat.
Mm.
He's our official station mascot these days.
I know what picture I'm going to take of Charlie.
Oh, my.
When he's in the morgue.
You've got a trap out.
Yes, I do.
Big old rat trap. What'd you put in it? What bait?
I'm going hunting.
What bait did you put in the rat trap?
You know what's going to happen, don't you? You know what's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm going to step on it.
Bart's going to stumble on it and bust his toe, and he's going to be limping in here, and Brian will immediately go, John, put the trap out.
I don't think Bart will go into the... Where it's at.
It's in the junk
it's
room.
In our office.
It's
our
old office.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nobody goes in there anymore.
As they shouldn't. That place will kill you.
But it's funny, though, Dalton. He's literally scared.
I know. He's frightened.
I mean, it's like a phobia. Is it kind of like being claustrophobic? It's a rat. What do you call a rat phobia? I don't know.
I'll look it up, though.
But
I do.
The fear of rats.
I have one.
Are you that way with snakes?
Yes.
Okay. So it kind of fits a bill.
I don't think you're this bad with snakes. I can't talk today.
Oh, I definitely
I've never seen you this scared of anything.
Well, it ate my grandmother's pinky off one of them one time.
That's true.
I mean,
but he walked up to me 1 week before the coach's show, the week that Charlie drank all of the coffee creamers, and he just shows me the box and goes, Dalton, I'm jumping, I'm scared. I've never seen actual fear in his eyes.
Is that why we didn't have a Christmas luncheon? You're afraid that Charlie would just come in and start eating the food?
The fear of rats is called musophobia.
You have musophobia.
Hmm.
But see, he has to come in like Saturday. He's the first guy here.
I'm always the first
guy here. Right, he's alone. So if Charlie gets him, there's nobody to hear his screams.
I guess you are the first one here at 6, too, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, you need to come in later and let Dalton find it, discover it. I'm sorry, though. We don't get here but like 1 till. You know, I mean,
one
sometimes it's 10 after.
Well, I will aid in his demise, but I will not aid in his departure from the building.
Oh, well, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that for you.
I mean, it'll stay in there if it's up to me. If I had to do it, or I would just
But you're
quit.
Not that way if a dog dies, are you? Like, you've had dogs to die at,
yeah.
at your house, but you're not that way with them? You know, when they die? I mean, it doesn't
no,
bother you?
I just don't want to be around that sneaky thing.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's going to snap while we're
dead or alive.
Right.
617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a wind advisory will go into effect Tuesday at noon and continue until Wednesday at 6 p.m. And for today, we'll see lots of sunshine with a high near 61 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. Southeast winds will pick up at 5 to 15 and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 24 degrees.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health. Healthcare.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Lakers won their sixth game in a row. Late Sunday night, it was Lakers over Clippers 108-102. Luka Doncic with 29 points. Minnesota's Anthony Edwards was questionable with a sore calf for the game at Phoenix. He played, he scored 44 points, and the Timberwolves won at 116-98. Oklahoma City's record is now 49-11 after a victory at San Antonio, 146-132. For the Thunder, 41 points from Jalen Williams. Cleveland won its 10th in a row, an overtime win against Portland. New York came back to win in overtime at Miami. Boston held off Denver. In college basketball, just a week left in the men's regular season, 8th-ranked Michigan State defeated number 11 Wisconsin 71-62, while 15th-ranked Michigan lost at home 93-73 to Illinois. Christopher Bell won the NASCAR race at Austin, Texas. The IndyCar season opener went to Alex Palou.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on The Wake Up Crew. It's a Monday morning, and be careful driving out there today. We are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, it never fails, does it? MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. John, Brian, Dalton with you, and Charlie, all here
and
this morning.
Charlie the Rat.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie's here. For just a short period of time.
That's, well, unless he can.
If he comes out with like WGNS gear, I quit.
He starts. No, what's going to happen? That rat trap's going to snap back and he's just going to start bench pressing it. Just 1, 2, 3. You just gave him workout gear.
You will freak out if he gets out of this trap.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no stopping him. He could be 6'4".
I know. In the nightmare that I had, he was Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Man, he's got moosophobia.
He's got moosophobia.
Badly. I guess that's like mouse, mousophobia.
Mouse.
How do you spell that?
M-U-S-O-phobia.
Oh, okay. Well, it's time for our song of the day. I just can't concentrate with this.
I can't either.
With this rat
problem. I'm afraid he's right behind me.
Oh, he's right behind you.
You'll never know. He might just one day you'll just run into it.
You might just open a cabinet and he just jumps out at you.
That could be the end of Brian Baird as we know it.
He'll have a heart attack and die, I think.
It's time for Time Change Songs because our Daylight Saving Time is coming back in March 3rd, this coming Saturday night or Sunday, and Sunday morning. And we have Time Change Songs. Here we go.
Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find it. Time after time.
That's Cyndi Lauper with Time After Time. That's a good song. That's 80s.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I think you had that record.
I probably did.
Well, I do. I have it now, but I mean, you did have that record.
You gave it back to me.
I added
you
to your collection.
These new headphones that you've let me borrow, you guys sound better.
Yeah, they're high quality.
They really are. I'm impressed.
I don't sound any different than I normally do.
No, still bad. Dusty Stearns. You know Dusty?
I believe so. At Central Magnet, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's right. It's today's Good Neighbor of the Day for going above and beyond every day for his students, player, and fellow staff at Central Magnet. You can count on him for anything. And Dusty, as a result, is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
Today's Good Neighbor of the Day. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the ways that you can get your good neighbor announcements to us here at the Big G. Also want to remind you, we're taking birthdays and anniversaries for today, March 3rd, and yesterday, March 2nd, 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Banana Pudding on the line.
And we are going to have our weight loss check-in coming up next.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A dangerous high-speed chase in East Tennessee leads to multiple damaged vehicles and a laundry list of charges. Reports see a THP trooper stopped the driver of a Volkswagen in Sullivan County. While the trooper was speaking with 34-year-old Caleb Sims, Sims allegedly assaulted the trooper and caused him to fall to the ground. Sims then fled, leading troopers on a pursuit down Interstate 26 in Johnson City. Along the way, Sims reportedly struck three vehicles until troopers were able to disable his car near their patrol cars. Sims is charged with an assault of an officer, DUI, driving on a suspended license, reckless endangerment, and three counts of leaving the scene of an accident. Murray County school students mourning the loss of a classmate. Police see a 16-year-old sophomore at Colioka Unit School was killed in a single vehicle crash Friday. The cause of the accident is under investigation. The school system says they'll provide additional assistance to students and faculty this week. More news in 30 seconds.
Chronic absenteeism is on the rise.
Sophia A, absent.
Julio M, absent.
These absences are often due to the absence of crucial needs, like food, transportation, and healthcare.
Olivia H, absent.
Preston L, absent.
But site coordinators from communities and schools connect kids to the resources they need so they show up prepared and ready to learn.
Jacob O,
present.
Visit communitiesandschools.org. Being present matters.
Expect the wind to be gusty Tuesday as a line of spring storms moves through. The weather could be severe at times for the southwestern part of the state Tuesday afternoon. The National Weather Service in Nashville says gusts could reach 45 miles an hour or more in some areas. A fire danger continues as well until we get some of this much-needed rain. Avoid all outdoor burning. Stay with this station for up-to-the-minute weather coverage. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27, and reminder that we have weather, traffic, all coming up in the next hour, and Good Neighbor events coming up. Brandon Brooks Rewind.
Yes.
Today in history.
Oh, yes.
Right now, though, we've got to check our weight loss for the week. This is, how many weeks have you been doing this now?
This is, I guess, eight.
Three,
eight
four,
weeks.
Fourth week. Oh, eight
I
weeks.
Can, well, we started in January.
Did we really?
Uh-huh. I've got it typed out.
It wasn't right at January, though, wasn't it?
No.
It was like the middle of January?
The first week, January 6th.
Okay, well.
Was the first week, so that's one,
it's
two,
a tight race between
six,
you two.
Nine
and,
weeks.
And we've decided to give your total weight loss, not
yes.
what you lost this week.
So we're doing the total amount we've lost since that first week.
All right. And we'll start with, I guess, me, because I'm in last place. Okay.
Well, there's no, but we're not, it's not a competition.
I've lost now 6 pounds.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Had a good week. Not going to say how much, but I did have a good week. But
that's a little under a pound a week.
I just got back on the boat.
Right.
You know?
Right. That probably is.
I was
is.
Out there swimming around, couldn't get back on the boat, and Dalton, you reached a helping hand and pulled me in.
That probably is about a pound a week.
Yeah. I'm
For what you've been
yeah,
on the
I'm
wagon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Been off
yeah.
and on.
Yeah.
All right.
This
so,
is, this is the, wait a minute. Let me check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is the ninth week.
The
start
ninth,
of the
yep,
ninth week.
I said
week.
That just a second ago.
I didn't listen to
okay.
you.
Okay. He hasn't for 25 years.
It's true. What makes me think he'd start
All right,
now?
Dalton, you're next.
I have, in from beginning to now, I have lost 19.1 pounds.
Whoa, that's good. Nice hand. Oh, look at that little grin on his face.
Yeah, I've lost 1/10 of a pound more than you, son.
How much was it?
19.1.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And now we go to our other contestant here, Brian Barrett. He's still adding. He's still adding.
He's
doing
his handwriting math. All you have to do is subtract the two numbers.
No, I'm just seeing kind of like what the average is for me. Because you mentioned.
Oh, he's pulling up averages. Wow.
You said a half a pound to a pound a week or whatever.
That's what they say is healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're both in the twos.
Yeah.
Average per week.
Well, on the diet, that particular diet you're on, that's what you should be. You should be losing about 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Yeah.
All right. So lay it on us there.
I am at 21.4.
Wow. Good that job. Is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's moving a little bit, maybe
yeah,
just a tad
quicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a diet of strictly Lunchables and strictly Lunchables
peanut
and
butter
jelly
peanut
sandwiches
butter
will
crustables.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. Uncrustables.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, that's good.
When are you ending this? I mean, do we go on till you
well,
get your
I've
weight
got a
your
target
goal?
Weight, yeah.
A 40? What you were going
to
do?
Yeah, I think it's something, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
My goal is to be down to 190.
So probably 8, 9, 10 more weeks, somewhere in there.
Yep.
If
yep.
everything goes well.
Yep.
Okay.
Depending.
Well, you'll be wearing those little bikini kind of
Speedos
yeah. at the beach this summer. Yeah.
Doubt it.
Oh, man.
I doubt I'll be at the beach this summer.
Aren't you should be seeing a noticeable loss by now.
Yeah, my britches fit
have you seen
looser.
One, have you seen one yet, Dalton? Let's go to today in history.
Well,
how about
he
it?
Wears yeah. these V-necks. He needs to get away from the V-neck.
Yeah, yeah. You need to, yeah, I think so. The V-neck makes you look bigger because it's smaller. It makes your neck smaller, and it doesn't look like you're losing as much. But I can tell, definitely. I can. I really can. You're doing great.
He's gonna kill you.
No, I think he's doing great.
He is. No, 21
I've been
pounds
nothing
is
but
very
I've been
impressive.
But, you know, nothing but you know.
Charlie, sick him.
Did he have a brownie? Didn't you have a brownie the other night, too? I think that's what's remarkable.
A half a brownie.
Yeah. I mean, he's eating sweets.
Yeah.
That's the only sweet thing I've
had. He's just amazing, isn't he?
I'll have a little cut off of a donut.
And your average is what, 2 pounds?
2.7.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Forget the 0.7.
Hey, we're running out of time. Let's go. Today in history, let's do it.
Turn to turn your security.
He's going to go to the ball game. He's going to go to the ball game tonight, and his blue jeans are going to fall down. Oops, I've lost weight. Probably be announced over the intercom. Okay, in 1845, Florida becomes the 27th state of the Union.
Yay.
1923, Time Magazine publishes its first issue. And did they still have a magazine? I think that's what President Trump said. Are they still? Okay. He was Time Man of the Year, too, but anyway. 1931, Star Spangled Banner officially becomes the U.S. National Anthem by congressional resolution. And 1955, Elvis Presley makes his first TV appearance on a broadcast of radio show Louisiana Hayride.
Elvis Presley, let's give him a nice hand. We've been singing his songs around here for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well, I'd like to say how happy we are to be down here. It's a real honor for us to get a chance to appear on the Louisiana
Hayride. Boy, baby Elvis.
We're going to do a song for you. We've got on Sun Record. It goes something like this. Why, it's all right, mama.
Also, in 1956, right, he hit his first Big Ten top ten song with Heartbreak Hotel.
For broken-hearted lovers to cry their night blue.
And 1966, Canadian-American rock band Buffalo Springfield forms.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And finally, in 2008, Duffy releases her debut album, Rock Fairy, the Grammy Best Pop Vocal Album. It's 6:33 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay right here with us.
I'm not going to...
This is CBS Rewind.
On Channel 4.
March 3rd, 1959.
And Lou Costello.
Comedian Lou Costello.
You know the guy's name?
Of Abbott and Costello.
Oh, who's our first? Yeah.
Died of a heart attack 3 days before his 53rd birthday.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This date in 1975. The first ever People's Choice Awards on CBS. Favorite motion picture?
Your boss is quite a card player, Mr. Kelly. How does he do it?
The Sting.
He cheats.
And March 3rd, 1985. The ABC premiere of Moonlighting. It made Bruce Willis a superstar. I'm Brandon Brooke, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, wind advisory will go into effect Tuesday at noon and continue until Wednesday at 6 p.m. And for today, we'll see lots of sunshine with a high near 61 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with the low around 43 degrees. Southeast winds will pick up at 5 to 15 and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 24 degrees.
Good morning. Traffic's already a little bit heavy. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It's trying to load up with more volume. Here we go. 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Watching it pick up through Dixon County. Also, I-40 East passing Highway 46 headed towards Kingston Springs. When you need dependable towing, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
It's time for WGNS Good Neighbor Events, and we remind you, this is the weekend that we switch to daylight savings time. So before you go to bed Saturday night, set your clock ahead 1 hour. And speaking of this weekend, The Cripple Creek Cloggers want to teach you how to clog. It's absolutely free. Sunday afternoon at 4:30 over at the Smyrna Senior Activity Center. That's 4:30 this Sunday afternoon. If you have questions, call Steve Cates at 615-896-3559. Great exercise and lots of fun. And also, there's a grief support group that meets every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro, Wednesday mornings at 10. People have been asking, how can I volunteer to be a part of Greenhouse Ministries? You need to come over to Greenhouse Ministries. They have a volunteer orientation every Thursday morning at 10 at Greenhouse Ministries. Remember, this weekend we change times. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
We're at Adam's Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adam's Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adam's Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adam's Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adam's Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
6:39, and I want to remind you, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
And you want to talk about a joke? Watch some of these guys here in the studio.
Ooh. I didn't say that. He did. Oh, okay.
How rude.
Well, check out that Rutherford Issue show. See that guy here in the studio.
Eat my shorts.
Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Weathers. What you're talking about?
Well, no, I was talking about Rutherford. Yeah, the same. Yeah.
Kiss my grits.
He has a lot of guests on that show.
Yeah.
I mean, he really does. I'll be leaving sometimes. I stay late and I'll be leaving. And I'll see a bunch of cars come in just for his show.
Yeah.
All right, dad joke. Here we go on a Monday. Give it a good one.
My wife told me that she wanted to see a diamond on our anniversary.
Really?
Yeah, I took her to a baseball game.
That's a barely for me. Just a barely.
A barely? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go half.
Oh, wow. Mixed results there.
It just wasn't funny.
No. Eat my shorts.
It made sense, I guess.
Yeah, it made sense.
It just wasn't funny.
Your jokes are amazing.
And you're it's off
It wasn't really a joke,
bad
was
start.
It?
CBS News Brief. At
the Oscars.
Anora.
Last night belonged to the indie movie Anora, about a New York sex worker. Anora won 5 awards, including Best Director and Best Actress. Supporting awards went to A Real Pain's Kieran Culkin and Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez.
I am the first American of Dominican origin to accept an Academy Award, and I know I will not be the last.
Wildfires fueled by dry, windy conditions raging across the Carolinas. This woman lives in Carolina Forest, South Carolina.
Had my brother call me and tell me to look out the back window. He's at the end of the street. That was all burning.
A Gaza ceasefire is on shaky ground. CBS's Deborah Patta is in East Jerusalem.
The bombs may have stopped falling, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is piling on the pressure by withdrawing all aid from Gaza. Hamas says this is nothing short of blackmail.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Authorities in Goodlettsville asked for the public's help Sunday in locating a missing man with a history of mental health issues. Frank Trauber, 31, had not been in contact with his family since February 25th, prompting concerns about his well-being. Officials reported that his last known sighting was captured on flock camera just after midnight on February 27th, along Alta Loma Road in Goodlettsville. At the time of his disappearance, Trauber was reported off his antipsychotic medication, leaving the state of his mental health unknown. Fortunately, police announced that he was found safe shortly after 5:15 p.m. on Sunday. However, no additional details were provided regarding his disappearance or his recovery. In Nashville, an undercover operation led to the arrest of 2 men allegedly distributing nitrous oxide. Officers from the Metro Nashville Police Department's Entertainment Districts Unit discovered a flyer advertising free delivery of nitrous oxide and coordinated with the Violent Crimes Division to conduct an online transaction. On Saturday night, 35-year-old Raymond Edwards of Cincinnati, Ohio, and 28-year-old Tawan Duggar of Tempe, Arizona, arrived at a designated delivery location in downtown Nashville, where they were taken into custody. Authorities confiscated 46 cans of nitrous oxide, totaling over 51,000 grams, along with drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and several $100 in cash. Both men were charged with felony sale or delivery of inhaling fumes and misdemeanor drug paraphernalia possession. Additionally, Edwards faces an extra charge for a misdemeanor marijuana possession. They were released on $11,000 bonds early Sunday morning, and investigators continue to monitor similar illegal sales of inhalants, which have become a growing concern here in Middle Tennessee. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Charlie Pitts, Murfreesboro Singing Barber. I want to start this thing off by getting everyone that's got a business to lower the prices. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. We need to do all we can to get the prices down for each other. And everybody all over has got real high prices, and we need to lower them. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. I'm Charlie Pitts Barber. I'm at 2528 Las Casas Pike.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Jeff's Family Friendly Restaurant is celebrating 20 years of serving up meals just like Grandma makes, maybe even better.
It is excellent. Very good food. It's kind of like eating at home.
Good food. Good food. Very good. And the service is good. Real nice folks here.
Open every day except Tuesday from 11 to 6 and Sundays from 11 to 5. Jeff's is at 467 South Hancock Street, just off MLK Boulevard. It's well worth the trip.
So good.
Jeff's Family Friendly Restaurant.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adam's Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors, in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system, and the infrared light specifically.
Information you need. Staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew, and it's a Monday morning. Get out of bed. It's time to go. You got to get to work. Some sad news that happened last week. Toward the end of the week, Gene Hackman.
Yep.
Found dead in his house with his wife, and the dog died as well.
That's crazy.
And what is weird about it, their parts of their body were supposedly mummified. In other words,
they'd been there for a long time.
Yeah.
And maybe the dog starved to death.
Only thing I can think of is carbon monoxide poisoning.
Something, maybe. Yeah.
There were some pills lined up on the bathroom sink and that kind of thing. So,
which, knowing Gene Hackman's life, wouldn't be horribly surprising.
I mean, he was 95.
Yeah.
I mean, or something like that. So
I think they're trying to determine if the dog died later, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
Without food and water, it could have, you know.
I can understand Gene Hackman, maybe, but the wife was only 62.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird. They don't think it's foul play, though. We'll see. Michelle Trachtenberg, actress, she passed away. And I did some investigating her death, because she died at 39. Mm. Found her in an apartment dead.
You went
she
out there with
Gossip
like
Girls
a,
or something. Wasn't she
like
in Gossip Girls or something?
A hat and a pipe and you're investigating.
But yeah, she was a pretty good actress, and but she had had a liver transplant just 2 or 3 months ago. And I didn't know that if you have a liver transplant, that 75% of the people live for at least 5 more years. That's not very promising, though, is it? I mean, you live only 5 more years with a liver transplant?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think that may be the average. I guess people have lived it, you know. And she's really young to have a liver transplant, you know.
I do know that they regrow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like you can give one of your kidneys or you can donate
and I know
part of your liver
you've
because
gotta
it regenerates.
You're on particular medication and all that kind of stuff for the rest of your life, because your body doesn't want the new liver, something like that. Like you've got to basically trick your body into thinking it belongs there.
You have to take medication with it, I think, too.
Yes, and that kind of tricks your brain chemistry into not
Well, that's some sad news. That's really bad. But, boy, could you imagine?
Old Gene Hackman.
I said the janitor found Gene Hackman in them, or the groundskeeper or something, called 911. And they had been in there for...
I mean, you got to think, mummified is months to a year or so. Yeah.
I mean, that's really strange.
It is. It's gross. I mean, but why?
That's what's going to happen to you, buddy.
They're going to find him up here, WGNS. Yeah. But, I mean, that's just, it's so odd that that would be that long. Nobody checked on him or anything.
The difference is,
you know,
didn't he
have a son or two daughters?
Yeah, I don't know.
So weird.
I think if that happened to you, Ladybug and Skeeter and Rosie would make it, because they'd just probably eat you. At least Ladybug would eat
you. They would be barking hysterically. But you check on him all the time.
Yeah.
And WGNS would check on him when he wouldn't show up, because he's never missed a
day
of work.
Well, I was thinking if he was in his 90s, he'd be like retired or something.
Oh, yeah. 90s.
Yeah, this same bloated face and mummification in her hands and feet were noticed. I was just looking to see if there was like any time frame, but it had obviously been a while.
I mean, so mummification takes a minute.
Yeah. It could have taken up to 3 months or maybe even longer, one of the investigators said.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I guess they figured they didn't check on him because she was there and, you know. Carbon monoxide, that's what I'm thinking.
And how often do the groundskeepers come out?
No, I mean, really.
You know what I mean? Shouldn't that be more than every 3 months?
Well, I mean, I guess he probably just didn't, you know, notice something triggered him, you know. All right, ready for some birthdays after all that sad news?
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Dr. Seuss was born in 1904 on this day.
That was yesterday. Dr. Seuss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. 1847, Alexander Graham Bell, Scottish-born British-American inventor.
Ring, ring.
That's Alexander Graham Bell here. This is what he sounded like.
Who was with him? Who was with him? Y'all know? Remember?
No.
Nikola Tesla? No.
Doc Watson, 1923, American bluegrass musician.
There ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish all go out on a spree when I get them deep river blues.
He died in 2012. 1975, Danica McKellar, actress, was Winnie Cooper in Wonder Years.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
She's another one of those Hallmark movie actresses.
Yeah, she's a Hallmark movie queen, actually.
Mm.
She's with the other network now, though, Great American. But did you watch that show?
Wonder Years?
Yeah, I watched it a lot.
Did you?
I liked it.
Not much.
1982, Jessica Biel, American actress. She played Mary in Seventh Heaven. I never watched a single episode of that show.
I didn't either. That was on WB when it first started, I think.
But it was on for like 12 years or so. And I mean, she's married to Justin Timberlake now. In 1997, Camila Cabello, Cuban-born American singer-songwriter. Cabello,
yes.
Yeah. Cabello, you know. Hey.
Tomato.
Potato. All right, and that's a look at celebrity birthdays locally around here. We've got yesterday, Bill Wilson, Beth Moss, Ashley Bauer, Hannah Petrie, Phil Johnston, and today, Terry Scantlin, Larry Quisenberry, Virgil Johnson, Jamie Petty, and Diego Santiago.
Those are the birthdays we have so far. If you want to add to our list, 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
And we'll be back with more on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, wind advisory will go into effect Tuesday at noon and continue until Wednesday at 6 p.m. And for today, we'll see lots of sunshine with a high near 61 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. Southeast winds will pick up at 5 to 15 and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 24 degrees.
Is your faith built on truth or ancient deception? The book Influence of Babylon from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, exposes the link between Babylon, Rome, and today's churches. Get your copy of The Influence of Babylon now on Amazon.
Good point. It's starting a little bit heavier. I-40 East coming past Charlotte Pike. All that traffic coming in right now from West Nashville, Bellevue, as it increases 65 south at Trinity Lane. It's trying its best to get a little bit heavier in the last few minutes on 24 westbound at 840. All that traffic that builds this time of the morning coming out of Murfreesboro, Weatherford County, headed towards Antioch. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter. STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial across...
You know it just wouldn't be the Oscars without Adam Sandler, right?
Shut up!
Adam in rare form there, showing the love to Oscar nominee Timothy Chalamet at the Academy Awards Sunday with Conan O'Brien hosting.
Let's do this thing. You ready to go?
We know. A no-win for Timmy, but a big win for the indie film Anora, taking home 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress for Mikey Madison. Now, the Academy also taking the time to honor the city of Los Angeles, still in recovery from the wildfires, with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande performing songs from Wicked.
I have to thank my mom and dad.
As you should. Adrian Brody there, the other big winner, Best Actor for The Brutalist. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. Now, I did mention Gene Hackman was a 2-time Oscar winner.
Yeah, you did. So, yeah, that's pretty nuts.
The French Connection and The Unforgiven.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood. Here's another winner.
Not an Oscar.
Not an Oscar, but he's won a flower. Dusty Stearns is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for going above and beyond every day for his students, players, and fellow staff at Central Magnet. You can count on him for anything. Dusty's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you can nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. I'd like to see you do that with an Oscar nominee. You can also get your birthdays or anniversaries into us, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthdays, either of those places. And we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And Brian Barrett standing by with another exciting edition of the Wake Up Crew, hour number 2. We'll be back at 7:11.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Standing up for Ukraine.
We are at a crossroads in history today. It's time to act.
The Oscar goes to...
Anora.
Carolina wildfires.
I've never seen anything like anywhere.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaffin. With the CBS World News Roundup, the fallout from the extraordinary Oval Office confrontation between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky has raised serious questions about the path ahead, and it has Democrats calling it an ambush.
Donald Trump was trying to look tough. J.D. Vance was trying to look tough.
The only winner in that exchange is Putin.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly on Face the Nation. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on ABC's This Week.
I just don't get it. I really don't. Other than the fact that it's Donald J. Trump. If this was a Democrat that was doing this, everyone would be saying, well, he's on his way to the Nobel Peace Prize.
European leaders have now tried to step into the breach. A French proposal calls for a month-long ceasefire in Ukraine. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb has more on a meeting hosted by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
The urgency European and other world leaders now feel to support Ukraine and end Russia's war was clear.
We're working with the U.S. on this point after my meeting with President Trump last week. And let me be clear, we agree with the president on the urgent need for a durable peace. Now we need to deliver together.
A call for peace echoed by Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. It is peace that we require, not eternal war. And that's why we say that security guarantees are a key to this. Guaranteed security outlined in a new four-point plan agreed at the summit, which include continued military aid to Ukraine and economic pressure on Russia in the event of a peace deal to boost Ukrainian defensive capabilities to deter any future Russian invasion and the creation of a coalition of the willing to guarantee peace afterwards.
Multiple U.S. officials tell CBS News that Defense Secretary Hegseth has issued a directive to Cyber Command to pause planning against Russia, including offensive digital actions. The duration of the pause is not clear, and the reasoning behind it is not known. Now to Hollywood, and a big night for the film Anora at the Academy Awards. It won 5 Oscars, including Best Picture. Our report from Kevin Frazier and Nichelle Turner of Entertainment Tonight.
A Cinderella story gone wrong took the top prize at the 97th Academy Awards.
Anora.
Anora.
Anora. Sean Baker!
Earning 4 other Oscars, including Best Lead Actress.
Mikey Madison.
The 25-year-old breakout star beat the odds-on favorite, Demi Moore.
Cash up front.
Playing an exotic dancer and escort from Brooklyn who quickly marries the spoiled son of a Russian oligarch.
I also just want to again recognize and honor the sex worker community.
An emotional Zoe Saldana made history with her win for Best Supporting Actress in Emilia Perez.
I am a proud child of immigrant parents, and I am the first American of Dominican origin to accept an Academy Award.
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody won his second lead actor Oscar for The Brutalist, in which he plays a Hungarian architect who survives the Holocaust.
If the past can teach us anything, it's a reminder to not let hate go unchecked.
Just you.
The show kicked off with a medley from The Wizard of Oz, The Wiz, and Wicked, with stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Firefighters are working to contain wildfires that broke out over the weekend in the Carolinas. CBS News correspondent Dave Malkoff is covering.
Flames ripped through Carolina Forest near Myrtle Beach on Sunday across South Carolina. There is fuel to burn and a dry wind blowing. South Carolina's governor issued a state of emergency to help respond to more than 175 fires. That adds up to more than 4,000 acres, some very close to homes. In some cases, it got way too hot for people to stay in their homes. They packed up and moved to a safer place.
It's been surreal. I mean, they keep popping up, these little things do, and you don't know if they're going to come get to your house or the next neighbor's house.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is in danger after the first phase of the agreement expired over the weekend. CBS's Deborah Pata has new details.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is piling on the pressure by withdrawing all aid from Gaza. Hamas says this is nothing short of blackmail. Hostage families have been plunged back into the uncertainty of the nearly 15 months of war in Gaza, waiting for loved ones to come home. They took to the streets to exert pressure of their own.
We're just caught in a loop because the Prime Minister has other issues he needs to solve, and we're caught into that.
In Gaza, the future is also once again in limbo as Palestinians struggle to pick up the pieces of lives shattered by a war nobody wants to go back to.
The Vatican says Pope Francis had a good night's rest. All indications suggest he's overcome the possible risks from a respiratory crisis last week. He's reported to be stable off mechanical ventilation and shows no signs of any new infection. He's being treated for double pneumonia. A private lunar lander touched down on the surface of the moon over the weekend. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood is following the mission.
The Blue Ghost moon lander chalked up a flawless descent to the lunar surface and a huge accomplishment for Firefly Aerospace. But the lander has 10 NASA-sponsored science and technology experiments on board, and the clock is definitely ticking. The lander touched down at the start of a two-week-long lunar day, and when the sun goes down, Blue Ghost runs out of power.
A lander sent by another company is due to arrive on the moon later on this week. Well, there's a new look at financial scams and their victims.
A third of Americans surveyed by Bankrate.com said they had fallen for a financial scam in the last year. But surprisingly, it's Gen Zers, 18 to 28, who were most likely to say they lost money at 53%. Bankrate economist Sarah Foster.
It looks like they're getting targeted by more advanced scams. They're losing funds by either paying for a phony service or sending funds to a scammer.
The best advice on avoiding scams still stands. Set up balance alerts. Review your credit report, and remember,
if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. Keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Hey there, good morning everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. As we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning, we need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a wind advisory will go into effect Tuesday at noon and continue until Wednesday at 6 p.m. And for today, we'll see lots of sunshine with a high near 61 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. Southeast winds will pick up at 5 to 15 and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit heavier over here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It's trying to load up with more volume coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area on 24 westbound radar, I-40 out. The Mount Juliet area a little bit earlier as that traffic builds westbound I-40, leaving Mount Juliet, headed towards Hermitage. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
For our younger listeners, that was an answering machine and how telephones sounded, you know, in the 70s. This is The Wake Up Crew, hour number two, coming up on 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a Monday morning. We're glad you're with us here this week. And by the way, the time change is coming up this weekend. That's right. 6 days from 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. Sunday, whatever time.
Feels like we just did that.
You do it before you go to bed. You know? I know. Yeah,
it's shorter now.
Wish we'd not do that anymore.
I was reading this article about this guy who basically, it was a study onto why it feels like time is moving faster. And his argument was, this was just his thesis, so it's not like proven or anything, but his argument was we moved away from talking about time in terms of decades. Like in the entirety of the 1900s, we talked about time in terms of decades, and it marked like this clear 10-year period. Well, now we talk in time in terms of generations. So we'll talk about millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, which is like 15 to 20 years. And he says that because we talk about time that way, it makes time feel like it's going by quicker, which I think is very interesting. We've labeled it. We've labeled longer periods of time, right. And so our brain experiences time in longer formats. It's very interesting. It makes it seem like you're a lot younger than I, but you were born in the same century that I was born, you know, but over time.
Wow. Cool.
Hey, this show's not just about fun and games, buddy. We talk
about real things.
We can be intellectual as well.
I will say, that guy sounded way smarter than I just did when he was talking about it. He made more sense.
We could be intellectual, Brian.
I'm just in awe.
Yeah, he brought up, there's this group of people who they just in their language, when they say, like, talking about a day in the future, they say it's behind them. And so even when they're, like, describing it, they'll point backwards.
Well, you know, you take a guy my age. When people die, like at 82, you're sitting there, and you know what the first thing you do? You count up how many years you've got till 82, you know, when somebody dies like that, or 72. I mean,
Gene Hackman was 93.
But you can't really worry about that kind of stuff, because some people live to 93. Some people, you know, die younger than myself. But you don't really start worrying about that till you get about 65. That's when it starts bugging you a little bit.
Oh, so you can't change it.
No, nothing you can do. You got 15 years.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait just a minute.
What's today's holiday?
It is Canadian Bacon Day.
He took my he did. Part of he my took show. It from
you. Yeah.
I was just going to you said, I might just do it 6:58, and then you didn't. And then I thought, well, he's forgotten about it now. And so.
Yeah, well, it's still open. Canadian Bacon
Day.
It's Canadian Bacon Day.
What is really Canadian bacon? You know, we used to get Canadian bacon pizza.
It's kind of like ham. It's, okay. But it's thicker cut, and they cook it like bacon. So they cook it in a skillet as opposed to just slicing
and
it.
They just thieved the name bacon.
I think they had it first, probably.
America,
you would side with America Mounties.
Well, and it's also, I think bacon is just a word for that part of pork. I think that's what that is. So
it's the same part of the pork?
I think so.
Interesting.
I guess you don't like baconettes.
We'll learn more. Baconettes.
Yeah, you put on salads and stuff, a little crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat
those? I don't like the imitation ones.
I used to eat those plain.
Pop a couple of them in my mouth.
The time change this weekend. Time change songs.
Is there anything else? You're stealing this from the 6 o'clock hour too. Go ahead. Yeah, you're on a roll. Two things.
If you're loved, you can look and you will find me. Time after time.
So that's Cyndi Lauper. Time after time. Just thought that, you know, maybe if we talk about it every day, you'll remember that it's the time change weekend.
That's a good idea.
Do you really have to remember anymore? You're not setting an alarm clock on a real clock. You're setting it on your phone.
Well, if you stumble and get in the car and all of a sudden...
I have a clock in my house I have to change.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's about it. Yeah.
But if you forget, are you going to set the alarm on your phone probably to wake you up the next morning?
Yeah.
You know.
We were talking about... You missed it the other day. We were talking about things that Brian steals.
He's a thief.
That he steals everything from people. Like ideas and stuff. So we had a young lady ask about the theme song, you know, on Fridays, the Friday song.
Uh-huh.
He stole it.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. Everything he has is stolen.
You know, when he coins new phrases and stuff, stolen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember once on the show, he stole something from you the next segment.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but he stole it the very next segment.
He steals. He steals baseball.
Baseball
things all the time.
Yeah.
If he likes them, now if you say something he doesn't like, he won't ever use it. But I know it's in basketball. The got it, shot it, shot it, got it thing.
Yeah,
you know, he does. I thought that was an original thing. Oh no, he stole it. He stole it too.
Yeah, who'd you steal that one from?
He told me. Wasn't it Friday?
Bill Haney.
Yeah.
Mr.
Haney, you stole it from Mr. Haney.
It's all stolen. Everything.
It's all life.
Who did
stolen.
You steal "Hey Hi" and "Hello There" from?
Yeah, that's stolen.
The same guy that I stole the Friday song from.
I mean, he steals everything.
But he wasn't. He's not in radio anymore when he left. So I just tried to continue the tradition.
Oh, okay, that's the way to put it. Yeah. That's a good way to say it.
It's imitation is the highest form of flattery. Yeah.
Do you happen to know what the most popular city to move to in 2025 is?
No, but I didn't read RD.
Buffalo, New York.
I didn't read RD.com. I didn't read that article in it. But
well, it's there. Buffalo, New York.
Called it. I can read his computer screen.
Beats me.
Now, you don't make a statement like that without backing it with something.
Well, Buffalo's outside of, it's like a suburb, isn't it?
Right, no. New York, yeah.
Well,
kind of. I thought it was a suburb of New York City.
Not, I mean, it's much further north. It's near one of the Great Lakes. But they get feet upon feet of snow every winter. Their winters are really bad.
Well, they get that lake effect.
So why would you want to go there?
Could be moving from New York City to get out of the city.
Yeah. It's a little more peaceful.
Yeah.
You ever been to New York?
I have not.
They say it's really great.
Yeah, it's a place I'd like to go.
Has the hottest housing market right now. Affordability, apparently.
Oh, Dalton,
new growth,
you can move there.
Quality of life,
probably cheaper than here.
Rental income opportunity, and let's see, Indianapolis, Indiana, Providence, Rhode Island, Hartford, Connecticut, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, are the top ones there. All right, so long, everybody. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day,
from the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Lakers won their sixth game in a row late Sunday night. It was Lakers over Clippers 108-102. Luka Doncic with 29 points. Minnesota's Anthony Edwards was questionable with a sore calf for the game at Phoenix. He played. He scored 44 points. And the Timberwolves won it 116-98. Oklahoma City's record is now 49-11 after a victory at San Antonio 146-132. For the Thunder, 41 points from Jalen Williams. Cleveland won its 10th in a row, an overtime win against Portland. New York came back to win in overtime at Miami. Boston held off Denver. In college basketball, just a week left in the men's regular season, 8th-ranked Michigan State defeated number 11 Wisconsin 71-62, while 15th-ranked Michigan lost at home 93-73 to Illinois. Christopher Bell won the NASCAR race at Austin, Texas. The IndyCar season opener went to Alex Palou.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
If you're a citizen in Rutherford County, the cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be at least $200 per household per year. But if you live in the city, because you have free disposal in the city, that number is closer to $400 per household on your property taxes right away.
The garbage that we generate will have to be taken 60 miles upstream, and you'll have to cover the charge. We don't want to be up the creek without a paddle. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
Hey, I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. And you know, I would highly recommend Adams Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health. Over the next 5 minutes, we'll explore health tips with Kim Hilsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center. This month, a special focus on women's health and hormones. With more, here's WGNS's Scott Walker.
Kim Hilsman Dunaway with us today from Sunshine Nutrition Center in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna, and we'll be talking about women's health.
Yes, so I think we'll just kind of dedicate all month to talking about it. We're actually going to be having a class at the store Monday, March the 24th, so just in a few weeks, on women's hormones and how nutrition can help with that specifically. So that'll be in a few weeks, but I thought we kind of dedicate all month to just kind of talking about women's issues in general. And so today I thought kind of as a broad overview, sort of would talk about some of the differences in some of the nutrients that women might need versus some of the nutrients that we might see men need. Oftentimes with men, they're going to be focused on things that are going to help with prostate health, help with healthy levels of testosterone. For women, they're going to be focusing on really things in different phases of life. You've kind of got the premenopausal phase, or the phase where you're focused on fertility and pregnancy and those types of things. Then you've got the phase when you've got all of the hormone drama, right? And then you've got the phase sort of after that. And so there's a lot kind of going on. But in general, if we just talk about sort of at the very beginning, like what is the difference in a women's multivitamin and a man's multivitamin, for instance? Usually the biggest difference is going to be in the iron content. Typically, men don't need to take iron supplements unless they're specifically low, they're anemic. They have some type of a medical condition that's causing that particular issue. For women, because they have a monthly cycle where they're losing blood for several days every month, they need to replenish that blood. And so their iron levels need to be, they need to replenish those more regularly. And so a women's multivitamin oftentimes is going to have iron in it. A women's prenatal is going to have even higher amounts of iron to prepare for a baby. Some women love to take prenatal vitamins because they have fond memories of their hair growing when they were pregnant. That is a hormonal issue. Your body just sheds less hair when you're pregnant. And so a prenatal vitamin is specific for pregnant women because it's going to have higher levels of folic acid to prevent spina bifida. It's going to have higher levels of iron, like I mentioned. At times, it will have higher levels of calcium, which is actually not ideal because calcium and iron compete for absorption. So they should really be high in one or the other. So if you were to take, it tends to be lower in things like vitamin A, vitamin C. So if you tend to take a prenatal vitamin and you're not trying to get pregnant or currently pregnant or in a postnatal type of you probably are getting something that's going to potentially lead to constipation due to the iron content being higher than what you need and also being lower in some things that you need. So a good women's multivitamin is perfectly fine with some iron in it for those that need it. If you no longer have cycles, you've had a hysterectomy, you're past that phase of life, then your multivitamin doesn't necessarily need to have iron in it. And that's usually the difference that you're going to see in a women's multivitamin versus a men's multivitamin, and a women's multivitamin that's 40 plus versus a women's that's not that age constriction on there.
So how often do you talk to female customers who come in and they may say, well, I've got all these problems going on emotionally, I'm this, I'm that, I've gained weight, and then when you look at those problems they may tell you about, how often are they tied to hormone-related issues?
A lot of times they are. The biggest issue is they don't really know. They're shooting in the dark, right? Standard blood work, when you go in and get a CMP, a BMP, it's looking at things like your cholesterol, your GFR, your glucose, right, your CRP levels, vitamin D. It doesn't look at your hormones. And even if it does look at your hormones, it's very controversial within medical industry, the alternative community, whether or not that's a good sign of what your hormones look like looking at blood. Some are a much bigger fan of looking at urine or saliva instead of that. So a lot of places in town that do hormone testing will do urine or saliva a lot of times because it's considered to be more accurate. And so even when they have these tests, they don't feel like it gives them all of the answers. Maybe they'll get their thyroid tested, but it wasn't a full panel, or they didn't get their adrenals tested. So yes, I have a lot of times that people will know that it's somehow hormones, but they don't really know how to put all the puzzle pieces together.
I wonder why don't doctors' offices, why don't they focus any more or give more effort at focusing on hormonal issues?
I think because a lot of medical has become very, very specialized. Like, so you go to your primary care provider and they're like, why don't you go see your OBGYN, right? And the OBGYN's like, oh, you had breast cancer before. You really need to go see your oncologist, right? And so it feels like they're just getting the ball tossed around and they don't ever feel like they ever get heard a lot of times. So I think that that's part of the issue. I think sometimes people don't feel like they've been heard, even if they are going to a primary care doctor. You know, it's brushed under the rug, or, oh, it's just this part of life. This is what's going to happen. I've heard a lot of people say that over the years for a number of different conditions. They were just kind of dismissed or told, well, I'm sorry, that's part of life, kind of a thing. And obviously, if people are having symptoms, it has to be addressed.
I know we only have like 30 seconds left. Maybe we can talk more about it next week, but it's almost like we have a fragmented healthcare system.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's inefficient in a lot of areas. I think it's great in times for emergency and acute care, and I think there are some specialties that are really great. The problem is it takes people so long to get into those specialties a lot of times.
Again, Kim Helsman Dunaway with us today from Sunshine Nutrition Center, and tomorrow another big event, just like every Tuesday.
That's right, 25% off our supplements every Tuesday at both locations.
And again, where are they?
In Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Again, Kim Helsman Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Your good health. Every Monday at this time with Kim Helsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Follow Sunshine Nutrition Center on Facebook at Sunshine Nutrition. Online at sunshinehealthy.com.
Sunshine Nutrition Center, with locations in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Meet new friends and have fun at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
They have a lot of trips they take to different places, which is good, and they go out a lot, about once a month, I would say, at least to a different restaurant to eat lunch. So they have a lot of extra activities here that you can do.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
The staff here is just wonderful. You can't compare it with any other place.
Did ancient Babylon shape today's churches? The book, Influence of Babylon, from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, reveals the shocking connection through Rome. Discover the truth, Influence of Babylon. Get your copy today, now on Amazon.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, 7:30 here on The Wake Up Crew from The Big G.
And yesterday, we had Bill Wilson, Beth Moss, Ashley Bauer, Hannah Petrie, and Phil Johnson with birthdays. Today, Terry Scanlon, Larry Quisenberry, Virgil Johnson, Jamie Petty, and Diego Santiago.
And we cannot have Bill Wilson winning the birthday clubs. We need as many people in there against him as possible.
You
get
can't
your birthdays
do that,
to
guys.
Us. 615-893-1450. The phone number, WGNSradio.com. Forsythe's birthdays is the website.
He's got as much chance to win as anybody
else. Nope. Let's get as many people in opposition as possible.
Give Bill a break.
Not if he shares a birthday with Dr. Seuss. Well, I guess that's kind of apropos.
The Murfreesboro Special Census takes just 2 minutes and brings millions in funding to the city. Fill out a mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. Firefighters are also knocking on doors to help Murfreesboro grow. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
All right, time to check traffic and weather together. 7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a wind advisory will go into effect Tuesday at noon and continue until Wednesday at 6 p.m. And for today, we'll see lots of sunshine with a high near 61 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees, southeast winds will pick up at 5 to 15 and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Good morning. We've seen a couple of accidents getting some attention out here. Now, it's getting busy. Busier than it was on 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up to Antioch. 65 South has picked up with more volume through Millersville. It's crowded 65 South there at Trinity Lane, Radar, I-24 in certain parts of Coffee County and Rutherford County. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter. STR Towing and Recovery, they've got you covered. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Authorities in Lebanon responded swiftly Wednesday evening after reports surfaced of a man brandishing a gun at multiple citizens near Sports World. The suspect, asked to leave the property due to suspicious behavior, was later located by officers at Don Fox Park. Upon detainment, law enforcement discovered drug paraphernalia and suspected methamphetamine. The male, believed to be an undocumented immigrant, now faces multiple charges, including 3 counts of aggravated assault, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of methamphetamine. Additionally, officers arrested a 37-year-old Laverne woman who was with the suspect during the incident. She had multiple outstanding warrants from Nashville and a failure to appear warrant in Rutherford County and was taken into custody without incident. Authorities continue to investigate whether additional charges may be filed as they work to determine the full scope of the suspect's actions as well as background. Meanwhile, Governor Bill Lee has announced 2 key judicial appointments, emphasizing their qualifications and commitment to service. Judge Stephen W. Sword has been appointed to the Court of Criminal Appeals Eastern Division, filling the vacancy left by the passing of Judge James C. Witt, Jr. Sword, who's currently a criminal court judge in the 6th Judicial District, brings extensive experience to the role. In the Court of Appeals Western Division, Judge Valerie L. Smith has been selected to replace the retiring Judge Arnold B. Golden. Smith, a circuit court judge in the 30th Judicial District, holds degrees from the University of Memphis. Both appointments are pending confirmation by the Tennessee General Assembly. Citizens are encouraged to stay informed about these appointments as they play a significant role in shaping the state's legal landscape. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat ReStore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost, if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer, is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, our time here on WGNS, and we're going to play Family Feud. All right, here we go. Playing Family Feud today against Dallas.
Oh, I don't like playing.
I don't
the
like
Southerner.
The looks of this.
Yeah.
And the first question, the good news, you've been reincarnated as a bird. The bad news, it's what kind of bird?
A parrot? I'm just thinking of birds.
Buzzard? Buzzard, yeah. Mm. I was going to say crow.
Vulture?
Yeah. A crow. Try crow.
There you go. There you go.
Crow or a raven.
A duck? That doesn't sound bad,
no,
though.
That's not a bird, is it?
A duck is a bird.
But a duck doesn't fly, does it? Oh, I
yeah,
guess it does.
But like a chicken's a bird. But that chicken, you get eaten.
I don't know.
I'm going to put it.
I knew it.
Why wouldn't it be a chicken?
I knew that was going to be. We're losing.
A duck?
We're trailing for the
goose?
First time in probably 3 years.
That's not true. We lost 3 weeks ago.
No, we didn't lose.
All right. Well, here we go. Here is the rest of the answers. A turkey, exotic bird, and pigeon.
What's wrong with being a pigeon?
Why would you pick turkey over chicken? This is polled by idiots.
Well what's wrong with it being a pigeon?
We'll have to make up some ground here.
Pigeons eat garbage and stuff.
Round two.
No problem.
Double the points. The question? Name something that breaks out. Acne.
Yeah, skin.
Measles?
Yeah.
Is that part of skin?
Flu epidemic, yeah.
Works out.
People like jail prisoners.
Okay.
One more. Something that breaks out. Lice. That'd be an epidemic.
No, that breaks out. Breaks out.
Animals. Like breaking out of a cage.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably not up there.
Wow.
Cleared the board.
I never would have thought of animals.
I never would have either. All right, that helped.
All right,
Dallas.
Let's
go to triple
that.
Points.
Put that in your pipe. Smoke it, Dallas.
Triple points here. Name something specific a pirate might have hidden in his treasure chest.
Rum.
Oh, okay.
Grog.
Gold.
Gold, yeah.
Gold, yep.
Silver.
A map.
Yeah, map. Treasure map.
Two more.
Cell phone. I'm just kidding.
His
eye patch.
Peg leg.
Yeah.
How'd you peg leg?
Yeah.
Changed it to pellet.
Changed it to pellet. That means it's not up there. Oh, she's up.
Eye patch.
There is.
Jewels.
Oh, jewels. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Well, if she doesn't answer here in the next she got a wrong answer. We're going to beat Dallas by the hair of our chinny chin chin. A sword is the last one.
Sword.
Mm. So this takes us all the way to Fast Money. Let's see how we can do here. Fast Money, here are the questions. And the first one.
Coming up.
Name a musical instrument people see being played on a street corner.
Guitar.
Yeah.
A violin.
Something that some people insure while other people take a chance.
Life. Life insurance.
What kind of movie do you rent most? What kind of movies?
Comedy.
Name an invention that has brought people closer together. Phone?
Phone.
Name a phrase that begins with the word top of the...
Morning.
Top of the morning. All right, let's see. Musical instrument on the street corner, guitar, the number one answer. Mm. Life insurance. House insurance was the number one. Rent most comedies, number one answer. Brought people together, phone, number one answer. Top of the morning, number one answer.
Wow. That could be the biggest money we've ever made.
And that's Family Feud.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Easter comes early this year, March 31st. At Bell Jewelers, we have a great selection of cross pendants and earrings, birthstone jewelry, and we have a great selection of kids' jewelry if you want to come by, and it would be a great surprise in their Easter baskets. Easter comes early this year, March 31st. Hey everyone, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back to wrap up the Wake Up Crew. Our time 7:42. Getting close to 7:43 here from the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Well, you can do that with the MyMTE app. It's free, available now on iOS and Android. You can track your energy consumption, pay your bills, even report outages right there on your phone. Saying good morning to Dusty Stearns. He is the good neighbor of the day for going above and beyond every day for his students, players, and fellow staff at Central Magnet. You can count on him for anything. Dusty Stearns receives flowers today from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio, WGNS, the good neighbor of the day. Send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to our number or going to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those in to us. Whoops, that's not what we're doing yet. How could I forget?
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, my wife told me she wanted a diamond on our anniversary.
Yeah.
So we went to a baseball game.
Replay.
Barely thumbs up and a average, just like middle of road thumbs up.
The joke makes sense.
Yeah, and that's part of the equation.
Yeah, but it's not really a joke.
No, it wasn't.
It's more just a statement.
It wasn't funny.
No.
He totally lost his mind.
Yeah, he has.
Now what have we learned?
Yes,
we've learned you've lost your mind. We talked about Gene Hackman passing away.
Yes.
And his
and
wife.
The dog. The mystery surrounding.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. We also, let's see, what else? We talked about our weight loss.
Yep.
You're what now? How many pounds are you lost more than Dalton now? 1.77 or something?
Oh,
like
we're not doing decimals or anything. Oh,
21 point, what was it? 21.9?
0.7, I think.
So he's lost 7. He's lost close to 2 pounds more than me.
And you've lost 19.9.
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah. About 2. Don't worry. You're still on top.
Oh, I'm not worried at all.
Well, of course you're not.
It's not a competition.
That will go if he works wonders.
Yeah. <he's>
I think it would be a little faster if it was any of those things.
Maybe, maybe not.
I get all these things on Facebook, these ads talking about, you know, so-and-so dropped 60 pounds in 3 months, that kind of stuff.
Keto gummies. That's how, you can laugh, but that's how Kelly Clarkson lost hers with the keto gummy.
I think that's fake news.
I think everybody's on Ozempic, I think.
I think it's probably that, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're using their weight loss to promote other less effective weight loss drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw this kind of a comic strip kind of thing or whatever, and it was this guy looking in the mirror, and he didn't have any clothes on. It said Ozempic, and they were just like baggy rolls.
Oh, it was, yeah. Yeah. They had this guy with this great big belly, and it said, you know, you start walking, you know, in 6 months you'll lose, you know, 100 pounds or something like that.
Yeah. So. See all kinds of weird stuff on there. What else did we do? Oh, Buffalo is the best place to move or most popular right now for some
unknown
reason.
They got pretty good wings, you know?
Yeah. Those wild ones are.
Yeah.
I had some the other day.
Buffalo wings?
From Wingstop. The hot honey rub.
Oh, the hot honey from Wingstop is wonderful.
Man, they were
wonderful.
Really, really good. They're a little spicy.